Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Industry Relations with Rob Hahn, that would be me, and Greg Robertson.
Oh man, here we go. This is
So we're not sure that this podcast can see the light of day because it's an interesting topic, but we're both like, wow, you know, the damage to our individual reputations could be severe from this. And yet,
well, you didn't say that, dude. I mean, I didn't know it was like a career dispute.
And yet, it's worth, you know, discussing, and then we'll see where.
Okay, so where it goes. So all right. So anybody out there that has been at a conference and has sat down at a lobby bar or outside at the wee hours of the night with Rob Hahn knows that sometimes he gets on these questions. He posits something or he has an observation about something and it just goes on and you're like, you leave the thing going, where the hell did that come from? Okay. So when he started telling me okay, I've got an idea for a discussion. He started to talk about it. I said, listen, let's just start recording because I'd rather hear this fresh because this could be crazy town, but go ahead, Rob.
All right. Let's
hear it.
So, how familiar are you, Greg, with the whole pickup artist scene?
Rob, I'm not that familiar. I've been married for quite a long time. Yeah,
but you know, you knew some of the terms and some.
I've heard like the nagging, and I've back in the day, you know, there was books out. I forget there was one guy that was like some big guy that was into this or something about picking up. You know, it was persuasion kind of stuff, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I could explain myself. Like, I've actually been following those guys for a while.
Just some light reading.
Yeah, you know, like since you know, my girlfriend is likely to be listening. The origin of this was actually because of real estate. Like, I got interested in millennial family formation.
Right. Right.
Which then led to millennial dating habits.
So millennial dating habits. So yeah, you wanted to pickup sites. Go ahead. No,
and then because look, once you get into the millennial dating habits and you start to find out that things have changed, you can't help but fall into this whole discover the pickup artist community. You know,
it's just a rabbit hole you went down.
It was a rabbit hole I went down.
While you were researching real estate.
That's right. Because, okay, you know, in service to my blog readers, you know, I needed to get a grip on what the hell is happening with millennial family formation and marriage because if you don't get married, chances are you're not buying a house and, you know, and all of that. Like, you know, whether people believe me or not, but that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Having said that, one of the things I discovered in that community, I think is actually relevant to our industry and is worth us talking about. So there's a company out there called Real Social Dynamics. Their biggest sort of marketing vehicle, I suppose, is YouTube. And they post a lot of their stuff on YouTube. And one of the things that is a constant feature that I think is super fascinating is something called the infield. I'm going to assume that you've never seen one of these infields.
No, I mean, when you said that, it sounded like a baseball term.
Here's the concept. So these guys make their money by going around the country and having these seminars, right? Where, you know, young men or old men, you know, men would pay and attend and they would learn how to pick up girls.
So this is like Tom Cruise and Magnolia, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay.
So that's how they make their money. They go around and they, you know, have these seminars and dudes will pay, you know, whatever, a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars to learn how to pick up girls. Okay. So one of the things that these guys do is they post what's called infield videos of all of their trainers going and picking up girls.
So are these hidden cameras? I mean, the girls. So it's a hidden camera,
right?
And these guys are, for lack of a better term, pickup artists.
Correct.
And then they go out there. I guess you're saying in the field, meaning in the field.
Correct. Okay. And that's why they're called infield, right?
Okay. All right.
So it's sometimes hidden camera. Sometimes it's like a cameraman that'll follow them from, you know, a little bit away, and it shows them going to parties and nightclubs and bars, whatever, and picking up girls, and. Here's the part that's relevant for our discussion.
I'm waiting.
I'm sort of going, shouldn't anybody who is a real estate coach or real estate trainer have to post infield videos?
I mean, these are hidden videos and without the knowledge of the participant.
Correct.
And I guess they get permission to publish it afterwards?
Either that or they just, you know, they don't show the face.
Is that legal?
As far as I know, as long as you're not identifying the person,
Interesting. Okay.
Right. But again, so bring it back to our industry. My point is, these pickup artist dudes, they have to go record in-field videos of them going and picking up girls. So they would have some credibility to teach dudes, here's how you do it, right? Why don't we have this in real estate? Like, before you get up and say, I'm going to teach you how to do lead gen, I'm going to teach you how to, you know, go on a listing presentation, shouldn't you have to post in-field videos of you doing this?
Oh, but there's a ton of videos out there from coaches and lead gen companies showing, you know, realtors how to generate leads on the internet or generate leads on Facebook. I've seen these before.
I've seen the ones that quote unquote show them how. I've never seen the ones that showing the coaches doing it.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, what, like door knocking videos. Or listing presentations?
Yeah.
Well, that's like, only one subset of, you know, of you know, in-person lead gen is kind of niche, isn't it? I mean, it's that's not the measure of an agent is how they do in person with people, right? I mean, most of that stuff now is online. Isn't that the deal?
Well, I don't know. And so again, all I know is that I've never seen it, right? Like a Tom Ferry, you know, thing. Like Tom does a ton of video, right?
Right.
And he's a great guy and he's probably the most successful real estate coach in the industry right now. I've never seen anything from his organization that says, you know, here's one of our coaches, right? Whoever, you know, Joe Schmo, right? Here's one of our coaches doing an infield and how he, you know, goes door knocking and gets a phone number. Or here's an infield of one of our coaches, you know, giving a listing presentation and winning the listing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it's one of those things that made me wonder.
Yeah, I mean, I could see like, you know, maybe if you're negotiating with a buyer, right?
Right.
Right. So it could be a recorded phone conversation of how the back and forth with goes, right. Or like you said, a listing presentation, how that went.
Right.
That, you know, listing presentation isn't really going to be something that an agent is going to show her client or his client, like, look how good I am. I got this listing. Right. But negotiation would be hustling out there, kind of knocking on doors would be, mm-hmm. I guess, something that this is what I can do for you. Right. I mean, right. I can see them using that as a promotional marketing thing.
I know from coaching, right? Because my ex was a coach, you know, and one of the things I know is a lot of coaching organizations, trainers provide scripts, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, buyer scripts, listing scripts, physical scripts. And I'm like, well, look, in this day and age, don't just provide a script, like provide an infield, right? Provide, like, you know, record the conversation, show that coach providing that script on the phone using that script to get a lead or get an appointment or doing, you know, like whatever it is that they're telling their clients, their customers that they should be doing.
Yeah, I think, weren't you involved with something where it was live on stage talking to consumers? Like, was it Hear It Direct, wasn't it?
Yeah, Hear It Direct. I did that with Sue Adler, you know, out in
New Jersey. I saw one of those things. That was great, right?
Wasn't it?
Like, you got real live people, you know, who were selling, and you got right off the top what they were thinking, why they chose the agent. And, you know, it turns out to be house signs. You know, they had the most signs in the neighborhood, right?
I mean,
things like that that were really out there. But
no, that Hear It Direct was amazing and it was fantastic. I'm kind of sad that the industry didn't really have an appetite to keep that going. I'm saying this is like a slightly different point. There are thousands of trainers out there, right? Thousands of coaches. I mean, it's actually a pretty big business. And God bless them. And I'm sure they're effective and I'm sure they help their clients make money. It was just one of these random things I thought about. Like, yeah, I mean, no one's going to give any credibility. Like, here's the thing, right? These pickup artists do these infields because without them, they have no credibility, right? Because anybody could claim, oh yeah, you know, I slay the ladies, you know, I go pick up, get 5-6 phone numbers in a night. They could always make that claim. But if I'm being asked to pay $500 to go see one of these guys and, quote, be trained by them, I need to know that, like, that this works, right? I need to see you be able to do this. So those guys, the infield videos are almost a requirement. Like, before you can, you know, try to get somebody to pay you, you got to show them that you can walk the walk. And I don't know that we have that in real estate. Well, and I'm just wondering why.
Is it your, you know, how many sides of a transaction you've been on? Proof enough?
I don't know. Is it?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. If I saw that you've sold Martha's house, Jennifer, and Gary's house, and the Adler's down the street, do I need to see you in action in a video? I mean, does it have to be that demonstrable? I mean, I think just having that data, seeing that inventory that you've sold, your sign on the lawn would be kind of good enough.
Well, so here's why I think it might.
I mean, that's talking from a consumer standpoint, sure. Right? So if this is Rob Hahn giving ideas to coaches to help them in their business of validating what they're doing. I mean, I think that's a totally different subject.
But that's kind of what I'm doing, right?
Okay, all right.
In other words, yeah. So you could have somebody who says, hey, I'm going to be a coach, right? You know, I've been a top producer and I've sold, you know, to your point, Martha's Home, Jenny's Home, and the, you know, Adler's on the street, right? I've got the bona fides, you know, I've done whatever, 100 million in volume, and I've done, you know, 100 transactions. I have the credibility from that standpoint. That's great. That provides maybe some credibility for you, the individual. You know what it doesn't do, though, is provide any credibility for the tactics you're recommending, right? So if you say, I did 100 transactions and I'm this amazing real estate agent and you should listen to me, and then, you know, here's the script that I want you to use, right? I'm saying, why don't you just show me you using that script to do whatever it is that you're saying it will do? I mean, it just feels like effective marketing. So yeah, I guess maybe in a way, you know, maybe some coaches are listening to this podcast are going to be like pissed off like that Rob and Greg are, you know, bashing us. No, that's not it. It's if you're great, and I'm sure most of them are, then show us infields.
Right? Yeah, I mean, to me, maybe it's more of like, first of all, this is like serious stuff, right? Where you're talking about to somebody who's selling the biggest asset they have, let's say a listing presentation, for instance. So let's say an agent brings a coach along and lets the coach do all the work and they get the seller to agree, can I record this? Mm-hmm. Right. And they have a successful thing there. And then that coach can use that video in some sort of, you know, promotional materials to garner more business. You know, maybe I remember now thinking back a little bit, if I remember, it was not Tom Ferry, but his father, Mike Ferry,
right,
had done this thing where I think they called it like the luxury car close or the BMW close, I think the name of it was, at a listing presentation. So what they would do is they would get real life, you know, people who were thinking they're selling their home, and they put them on stage and they would have the coach come in and they would kind of rotate like four sellers and show them using this technique on those actual people. And I thought that was kind of, but you know, that is a bit staged. That's not like for real. But I mean, at least I think in an infield for an agent, it's going to be tough to get that permission.
You know, legalities and all of that, I'd have to research that up a little bit more. But the general concept, I think, is pretty solid, you know?
Sure, it could be an effective way for a coach to market their service. I'm still a little bit nary on, if I'm trying to sell my house or buy a house, I want to see you in action as an agent, right? I
mean, yeah, but that's not it. No. I'm not talking about for consumers.
Okay.
I'm talking about for coaches and for trainers. And let's face it, coaching and training is a major, huge part of our industry.
Oh, man.
I mean, think about every association on the face of the planet talks about training being one of their key value propositions, right? You know, whether you're 30,000 people, you're 200, I mean, training and education is a big part of an association's value proposition. Brokerage, the same thing. Every broker on the face of the planet says we provide all this wonderful training, right?
Right. But if I'm hiring an attorney, do I want to see a video reel of them in action in court, or a doctor? Do I want to see them
again?
Last surgery?
It's the wrong analogy.
Back to consumer, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's not that. It's more that you're an attorney, right?
Right.
And some guy calls you and says, I can make you a better attorney.
Right. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Wouldn't you want to see that guy calling you? Like, okay, well, show me how you do it. Show me infield. Show me your trial footage. Show me your... You know, do you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever technique you're telling me I need to as a professional, right? Whatever skill it is that you want to teach me, I want to see you do it.
So what do you think is the top skill a seller's agent has to have?
Probably acquiring the listing.
Right.
Right? You know, the initial marketing, the initial whatever. I get that, you know, it's not going to apply to everything, right? Like, what the hell is an infield for internet lead gen? You know, it's like,
right, yeah.
Here's me placing an order with Zillow. Like, that's not, right?
Wow, look at his mouse technique.
Yeah, I mean, that's not interesting.
Look how quickly he gets out his credit card.
But door knocking? I mean, dude, I want to see some infields of door knocking. Right. Sphere communication? I would love to see some infields of sphere calls.
Right? You've got some niche ideas out there, Rob. Some niche ideas.
But I don't think this is niche. I think this is something that, you know, the coaching and education and training folks should actually discuss and talk about. Right? Like, if you're an association, before you put somebody on stage, right, to train, you know, 200 of your members on effective sphere techniques, right, or effective customer relationship management, it's like, how about you start it off with a 10-minute infield video of you doing this, right? Establish your credibility right away so people can see that whatever script or whatever tool or whatever thing that you are, you know, promoting works. Is that too much to ask? Is that crazy?
I think that...
You're a vendor. I mean, you tell me. If you want to promote CMA, right? Instead of just like how-to video, why not show an infield?
I guess to me, the what we would traditionally rely upon would be testimonials, right?
Right.
Word of mouth. Hey, I used this product and it worked for me.
Right.
And the training of, you know, not only the how to, like, here's how you make a CMA, but here's how you use a CMA is always something that the people that we have go out there, our trainers and senior account managers, talk about, you know, why you're doing this or why you're showing this. I guess I couldn't argue with, like, if I actually had video of an actual listing presentation where a agent was using cloud CMA in the manner that we kind of talk about, you know, that there's, you know, three steps to a listing presentation. You know, it's establishing yourself as a professional. It's suggest coming up with a suggested list price and then, you know, closing, getting the listing.
Right.
And seeing those kind of techniques being put by using our reports.
Right.
That would be a strong testimonial. It just seems
right?
like, you know, it's like Rob Hahn now. It's like, this is what I'm going to do. This is my gift to vendors and and coaches. Here's my marketing idea to help you guys be successful. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd ever, if you wanted to do that, right? Just coming from a guy that, you know, I've shot videos and photography is kind of a hobby for me.
Yeah.
To do that effectively, I'd have to go in a home, you know, set up some lights, set up the sound.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, action. Right. I mean, it's.
No, see, what? Okay. This is where your video production, you know, media background interferes. Like, you know,
it's a hidden camera. It's a hidden camera.
Here's the deal, all right?
That just seems sleazy, right?
Okay, you and everybody listening to
it. It's like a 60-minute video, right? Like, I walked into the Planned Parenthood and this is what they said to me, right? I mean.
But those are exposés. I mean, I think you and everybody listening, you know, if they're interested, should probably just Google it, okay? RSD infield and go watch one of those videos. The production value is not high because obviously they're trying to keep it secret. They're trying to keep it hidden, okay? But it doesn't matter. They're not doing this for some consumer audience. They're not doing this for 48 hours, right? This is not a media effort. This is a proof statement. This is a, look, you know, we tell you to go do this X, Y, and Z. Here's our coach. Here's us going and doing X, Y, and Z and having success with it, right? The video quality doesn't matter in the least bit then, right? Because the audience would be, in your case, it would be other realtors. They don't need lights and multi-camera shoots. They just need some guy with an iPhone, you know, recording the thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I can't. I'm just trying to think of what the title of this blog post is. What real estate coaches and vendors can learn from pickup artists with Rob Hahn and Greg Robertson.
You know, what's funny is that there may be a bunch of people who are doing coaching and training who are well versed in the art of pickup artistry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Absolutely, right? I mean, here's what's going to happen. We're going to post this thing and we're going to get a comment or somebody's going to reach out and go, oh my God, guys, I use this technique. Here's a link.
Right.
And this has been phenomenal for my business.
Right. Right. But, you know, it's like then I think, you know, we could always respond back to it. That's great. Send the infield. You know? Yeah. Like whoever, Travis Robertson, you know, you say this. This is how you get whatever, 10 listings a month. Great. Send me an infield. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, let's see it. I'm not like challenging these. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not dissing them. Like I said, he's dated a coach for a long time. I know they're super effective. I just feel like from a marketing standpoint, why not? why not do infields?
Right. Okay, so if anybody had a doubt that this was going to be an interesting type of podcast, a little bit different from others, let them now not to put away those feelings, because it actually is kind of a different one. Well, thanks again, Rob. This has been fascinating.
Indeed.
I hope you listeners will join us next time for another episode of Industry Relations.
Indeed.